Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis and Oiz Vod, or addition, Perek Shmini, beginning a Loch Adal on the top of Amud Aleph. Sok the Mishnah. Hamimane Acherim Imoy Al Chelkoi. So if there is a Chabur, there is a group, that they are part of a Korban Pesach, and one of the members of the group decides to add other people to the Korban Pesach, and he did not receive the consent of the other members to add the other people. So Rashoyim the ten loyas shaloi, so the other Bnei Chabura could tell him, you take your portion, whatever your original portion was supposed to be, for uchel mishaloi v'hemuchli mishalem. You can eat from your own piece, and you can add any other members you want to your piece, and we can eat from our piece. We're not going to lose out because you added more people to the korban. Says the Gemara Bnei Chabura, shel yodov shalechad meim yofos. Similarly to what we said in the Mishnah, if there's one person who's eating too much. Yod of Yofis means he is someone who eats a lot. So they could tell him, listen, if you eat together with us, you're going to eat our portion. So take your piece and go eat on your own. We'll divide it equally and you take your piece. It's not only the Korban Pesach this way. Simbul means that they got together to make a meal together. Each one brings a certain food and together they're eating. But one is eating much more than anybody else. So there as well, they say, let's split it. You take your portion, eat to your own, because if we eat together, you will eat too much. But if they knew him before they became partners, and they knew that he eats a lot, so that was the condition of this partnership. They can't say after the fact, oh, now we want to split. If one did a first Korban Pesach, and he said, I'm doing this a first show in the condition that nobody else will be able to join the Korban Pesach, nobody could join the Korban Pesach. And the reason is, because once he does a first Stam, the idea is that anybody who he adds to the Korban Pesach retroactively is part of the Korban from the get-go. When he took the Korban Pesach and put it aside, so he put himself on it, and his mindset that whoever's going to be at it is also a monu from the beginning. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'achav Shav Zehiro, he argues. And using the gears of Chaim, he says, Masniso loy amurken. Our Misha did not say that way. And it's quoting here a Braiso. The Braiso says, V'im yimayit abayit, if the yimayit means there's not enough in the house, meaning not enough people to fill on a Korban Pesach. But the more adoption it, Milamet shemismatim v'olchim, they could always remove members of the Korban Pesach. So Rida says like this, if I have an original group of that are members of the Korban Pesach, and now they want to change it, as long as you have somebody from the original members, and you have somebody for the new members, you have to have at least two, so then you're okay. You cannot have that no one from the original members is in the Korban Pesach, in order for the Korban Pesach to be kosher. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yudah. And really the condition is also you have to have at least two members. So one from the original Chabura and one from the second Chabura. Rabbi says, no, I could have one person, the member of the Korban Pesach, and it could be maybe the original members or a new member. It doesn't make a difference. As long as there was never a time when there was no members. Because if all the members of Korban Pesach left and then came new members and there was a moment in time there was no members at all, so the Pesach was nitcho, and then it's not kosher. So it concludes the Gemara, the Rayo, and Tamar. If you're going to say, kol mashiavo minuyavim, if you want to tell me that when you add more people, so retroactively from the get-go there were members, hem nechabur yishoyim, nechabur yishniya, so what's the difference between the first chabur and the second chabur? Why are you saying you need to have at least one member from the original chabur? Everybody's from the original chabur, because retroactively they all were members from the get-go. So that was the Raya of Zeir against Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is the one who says that any new member is retroactively from the get-go, he's a member. Rav Zeir says no. When a new member comes, it starts, it's part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, imim at the bait mi'os, we say that you can add new members later. So the one, manafik v'benir, what's the nafkamina between these two explanations? It says the Gemara, the first nafkamina, he frish pisoy, he put aside Korban Pesach, u'moshach yodoy, and then he stopped being a member. So now the Korban Pesach has no members at all. Now somebody else came to join the Korban Pesach. Al daite de Evchuno kosha. That there was a Heir apostle. Meaning, according to Evchuno, whenever a new member comes, he's retroactively from the get-go, he's a member. So I don't care that there was a time that there was no members, because once a new member came, he was already a member from before. But according to Zayin, when a new member comes, he just joins now. So there's a moment in time, there's Korban Pesach, and no members. Because here's the Gemara bringing another Nafkamino. Taito, using Yom Chaim's gear. So that's Zehiro. Hegdish Yochidu, Vehegdish Yochid, Oyset Moro. If you have one member of the Korban Pesach, and the new members come and join. So before the new members came, it's considered to be a Korban Yochid that belongs to an individual. You could do Tamura. Tamura is only a Korban that belongs to an individual. Continues the Gemara from the base on base. Al Taite, there of Chudo. According to Avchuna, they retroactively, there's multiple members of this korban. This korban was never belonged to an individual, so David doesn't do it tomorrow. The Gemara brings a third nafkamino. Nimnu alav me'ab ne'odom kachas. If you have 100 people joining Korban Pesach at once, Avchuna ma'imesh kazayis kol echad ve'echad kosher v'im la'apostol. According to Avchuna, all these members are considered to be members from the get-go, from the beginning. And immediately, if there's a kazayis to get to each one, so then it's kosher. And if not, they're all non-members because they all did not have enough to eat from the beginning. Which means, according to Rav Chaim, that you add members to the Korban Pesach. As long as the members have a kazayis, they're good members. Once you come to a stage, then if you add more members now, you won't have a kazayis for each one. So the new members now are disqualified. But all the members that came till now, they're okay. So the Mavetaniken, we have a brisa this way. Nimnu olav, echozo v'nimnu olav. You have people joining the Korban Pesach. Ad mokoim sheish kazayis kol echad ve'echad mehem kosher v'im la'apostol. As long as they have a kazayis for each one, it's kosher. Once you come to a stage that they don't have kazayis anymore, so from here on, it's possible. And the mashmos of this brisa is that it's only possible going forward for the new members. But the old members, they're going to be okay. Because from here, this is ideal. Like Rabbi Zeir, well, the new members join not retroactively, but going forward. And therefore, the original members have the Korban Pesach, and only the new members are going to be possible. Halacha e zok de mishnah. Now this mishnah is going to tell us on who we can check the Korban Pesach. Which person who's not 100% Torah at the time of Shechito, you can still check the Korban Pesach for him. So it says the mishnah. Zov Shirosh Tiriyos. You have a Zov who is a male who had a discharge which causes him to be tummy, and he saw it twice. What is the din of a Zov who saw two Iriyos? He needs to count 7 days, and in the 7th day he goes to the mikvah, and in the evening he's mutter to eat kachem. So what do? Shoychitim Allah Bashvi. You could check the Korban Pesach on him in the 7th day. Why? Because even though on the 7th day he's still not 100% Torah until the evening, but once the evening hits, he's going to be Torah and he can eat the Korban Pesach, so you shechted him on the 7th day. Rosh Sholosh, but if he saw 3 years, so what is it then? He has to count 7 days, and then he has to bring a Korban on the 8th day. He's not allowed to eat Kachim until he brings the Korban on the 8th day. So therefore, Shoychitim Allah Bashmini. You can only bring Korban Pesach on the 8th day, because on the 7th day, he won't be allowed to eat Kachim in the evening, only the next day. So therefore, he could bring Korban Pesach him only on the 8th day. V'chein Shomeris Yoyim Kenegad Yoyim. Shomeris Kenegad Yoyim is a din that we don't have today. The Mishnah, the Gemara discusses it. A woman who sees a Riyah, she sees her period, she becomes Tomei automatically for 7 days. And that is called a Nido. Those 7 days, if she continues seeing, she's still considered to be a Nido for 7 days. And on the 7th day, she could go to the mikvah and be tar. After the 7 days come 11 days. And during these 11 days, the halacha goes as follows. If she sees 1 day per period, she becomes tummy for 1 day only. She sees 2 days per period, she becomes tummy for 1 day only, the 3rd day. But if she sees a period for 3 consecutive days, then she becomes what's called a zavo d'oraisa, and then she has to count shiva nikim, 7 clean days as we have today, in order for her to go to the mikvah. So when she sees only 1 re'iyah during these 11 days, she's considered to be shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim. For every re'iyah she sees, she becomes 1 day shomeres. She has to guard herself 1 day. She's considered to be tamei for 1 day. So shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim means she saw 1 re'iyah during the 11 days, and she's 1 day tamei. Shorechitim oleh b'shein. You could check the Korban Pesach on the 2nd day, the day that she's tamei, because that evening she'll be able to eat kachim. Also shnei yomim, she saw re'iyah 2 days, so now she'll be tamei on the 3rd day. So you can do Korban Pesach on the 3rd day, because in the evening she'll be tar. Hazova, shechatim aleha b'shmini. But the Zava, meaning a woman who saw 3 consecutive days, she now has Shiva Nikim. Not only she has to count Shiva Nikim, she has to bring a korban on the 8th day. So she can't eat kachim until the 8th day. So you only can bring korban Pesach on her on the 8th day. So the Gemara, Tani Rav Chiyo, Nido Shechatim Oleh Bashmini. A regular Nido, who sees blood and she counts 7 days, even though she goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, but you don't do the korban Pesach for her until the 8th day. Why? Because she cannot go to the mikvah until the evening. Different than the other Tumein, they go to the mikvah on the 7th day during the day. And then once you have Harav Shemesh, once it comes the evening to become Tar, a Nida needs to count a full 7th day. She go to the mikvah only in the evening. So she won't become Tar until the end of the next day, until you have the next Harav Shemesh. So you can bring a Korban Pesach only in the 8th day. But a Boyal Nida, someone has a relationship with a Nida, Shoychitim Allah Bashvi, you can bring the Korban Pesach on the 7th day, he can go to the mikvah on the 7th day. So that's what the Gemara concludes. This is what you learn from here. He becomes already tar on the 7th day. Meaning once he gets the 7th day, he can go to the mikvah, and he's tar that evening, different than Nida herself, who cannot go to the mikvah until the evening of the 7th day. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis.